was reading today about a Toronto neurosurgeon who has marked the 1,000th operation treating excruciating facial pain syndrome. And it is Dr. Moshkan Hodai who is on the line with us now. Hi, doctor. Thanks for doing this.
Hello, thank you for talking to me.
Dr. Hodai is a neurosurgeon and scientist with the Kremble Brain Institute at Toronto Western Hospital. Can you tell us a little bit about this syndrome that causes people this terrible facial pain?
Of course. This condition is called trigeminal neuralgia, and it refers to a very small but powerful nerve that brings information from our face to our brain. And it's an excruciating type of pain. So typically, patients are doing very simple things such as opening the window for a breath of fresh air or brushing their teeth, and they're hit with a very, very strong electrical type of pain into one side of their face. And it comes to them out of the blue, and it's extremely severe, one of the most severe pains that we know of.
Is there anything that leads to someone developing this? Does it just start out of the blue? How does that usually work?
Well, there's many things that we don't know about them, about this condition, but what we do know is that oftentimes there is a blood vessel that is very close to this nerve and often pushing into it, and it results in this nerve being very much sensitized to even the blood pulsing within the blood vessel, and it leads to it firing these pain signals apparently. So what we do with surgery, one of the most common surgeries that we do, is that we actually go to this nerve with a microscope and get this blood vessel out of the way and minimize the contact between these two structures. And this is quite successful in resolving the pain.
This is so severe that it is also known as the suicide disease. Is it so bad that sometimes people decide they just can't take it anymore?
Well, it used to be. It's been known of historically, and it used to be when we did not have good treatment for this, and oftentimes patients are initially treated with medication. So you can imagine that many years ago, there was no good medication and no surgical treatment. And indeed, patients would fear the pain so much that they would stop eating or they would take their own lives. It really is a most severe pain condition.
How many people are affected by this? How rare is it?
Well, it's not very common, but I must say it does get misdiagnosed quite a lot. And patients often go to their dentist and they think perhaps it's a tooth problem.
Sure.
They get worked up. And it's not unusual for patients to have had this condition for many, many years before they actually come to see us.
Is this something that you now specialize in?
It's one of the largest condition in terms of numbers, one of the greatest numbers that I see. Importantly, I think one of the goals that we have at the Kremble Brain Institute is a very strong research program to understand exactly why does this pain happen. Why is it that our brain is able to perceive this type of pain, and how can we figure this out? This condition actually is, in my view, a fantastic model for the understanding of the impact of pain on the brain. And importantly, we are able to, not in every case, but in a large number of cases, eliminate the pain altogether with treatment. So it's a very, very important way in which we can understand the impact of pain on the brain. And how can this be translated into the many other pain conditions that we look after?
The surgery sounds like it's quite an invasive surgery. Is it?
So there are many different procedures that we can do with this condition. The condition that I described in terms of removing the blood vessels' contact from the nerve, it is indeed invasive. It's a brain operation. We go into a deep corridor in between the brain and the skull until we get to this nerve, and we do this using a microscope. But it's not the only treatment that we have available. There's other treatments, some forms of very specialized forms of radiation that we have at our center as well. It's called gamma knife radiosurgery. So you can imagine some patients are fit and well to have a brain operation and some are not.
Sure.
So gamma knife, for example, is non-invasive. Patients come, have the treatment, they're home the same afternoon and have dinner with their families. So what I do is really have all spectrum of surgical treatments available for our patients so that we can personalize as much as possible and pick the best treatment for every patient.
Is there a typical age? Does it strike one gender more than another?
There's a slight prevalence of women over men, roughly about 60 to 40%. And it tends to occur more in around 40, the year, age of 40 and upwards. Hmm. I think the oldest patient that I've looked after has been in her 90s.
Oh, wow.
And I have seen some teenagers having this condition as well. But the vast majority of people are in their 40s and upwards.
And for people who go ahead and have the surgery, the ones who qualify for the surgery, does the pain go away permanently or can it come back?
I wish I could say that I can take away someone's pain forever and for good. That would be my dream. But we do know that all of these procedures have a small risk of recurrence. Some slightly more than others. So this becomes an important factor when we assess patients to see what treatment can we offer them so that we can decrease the risk of recurrence as much as possible. I also know that some patients don't benefit from treatment, so this in itself becomes an important question for us to study to determine what are the specifics of one patient not responding. Can we offer better treatments? Can we do the procedure in different ways so that we can maximize the pain relief for our patients?
You've done your 1,000th surgery. How many years have you been performing this surgery? Is it something that you do quite often?
Well, I do that. I do this quite often. I have been. I'm a staff neurosurgeon at the Toronto Western Hospital and University Health Network for now 15 years. So over the years, obviously, the cases add up, but it is within my subspecialty field of interest within neurosurgery, and it has attracted, because of my clinical as well as the research work that I do, it has attracted quite a lot of attention and a referral base, not just from Toronto, but really from Ontario and even outside of Ontario from Canada. In terms of the number of neurosurgeons Canada-wide who have a deep interest in this condition, there's not too many of us. Mm. So although the procedure itself obviously is something that all neurosurgeons know how to approach this specific condition requires a level of interest and expertise and participation in the patient journey that I think is extremely important. And I think adding the component of research work that we have done and the special type of imaging that we do to understand this condition better really puts us at the forefront Canada-wide and I have to say internationally in terms of how we're addressing this condition, what we learn from it, how we can help our patients, and how we can understand what the impact of pain is on the brain.
What's the farthest you've had a patient come to get treated for this?
Well, I mean, just today I've had emails from all over. I've had people contacting me all the way from overseas, the Philippines, and so on. So
wow.
there's many different routes, and I think this speaks of the severity of this pain. A lot of patients feel that they can't find someone that knows this condition well enough to look after it. There's many different conditions of facial pain as well that need to be studied properly to see whether they're truly trigeminal neuralgia or something else. And I think this really does speak to the need for a very specialized approach to this condition so that patients get diagnosed properly, their treatment journey is properly defined, the best treatment is offered to them, and they're followed through as well.
Dr. Moshgan Hodai, thank you so much for this, and congratulations on your 1,000th surgery.
Thank you so much.
Neurosurgeon and scientist with the Kremble Brain Institute at Toronto Western Hospital, and clearly very humble, too humble to say. I like the way she put it in her own words. Essentially, she's one of the best in the business, and people come from all over the world to be treated by her. There are very few neurosurgeons who treat this condition, trigeminal neuralgia, and she is one of them, and we're glad to have her on.